Carson Palmer.
There you
pump
go.
Fake and sack and flag down. Palmer just plastered at the 49.
As we continue our position by position review, we take a look at the Panthers' defensive tackles. Now, guys, when we talk about this group, it has to be one of the strongest on the team.
It does, and it starts with one of the premier defensive tackles in this league in Kawan Short. Last year in 2015, became a Pro Bowler, really broke out across the league with 11 sacks. This year, finished with 6 sacks, but still did so much for this team, both as a run stopper and a pass rusher. You saw offenses kind of put a little bit more attention on KK to make sure that he didn't wreck a game like he did so often in 2015, and that's something he had to adjust to. I know we're talking about defensive tackles, but KK also played defensive end at times this year. That just kind of speaks to his versatility and what he provides this team with his athletic ability at his size. So one of the better defensive linemen in this league, and as we talked about in this previous segment on defensive ends, another guy who's in a contract situation and is set to hit the open market.
Well, Brian, you talk about the attention that KK was getting on the inside. That had to help his running mate, Star Lotulelei.
Yeah, Star had a career year sack-wise, 4 sacks, 1 game in particular early in the year was particularly notable. He is under contract. The Panthers use the fifth-year options you have for first-rounders. So even though him and KK are in the same draft class, Star is already guaranteed to be back with the Panthers next year, which is big news. As I said, he picked up the pass rush. This group as a whole did as well. Vernon Butler showed some flashes. They were one of the reasons, you know, you didn't have any guys with double-digit sacks on the entire roster, but yet they helped it all add up to 47 sacks for the Panthers this season. Second in the league, just edged out the last week for that number one spot.
A lot of that was involved with that push up front. Now, you talked about Vernon Butler, but Max, do you get the sense when you talk about the Panthers' first-round pick that we've only seen him scratch the surface of his talent?
Totally would agree, Mike. The injury was tough on him this year, and that's something we kind of heard from Ron and later from Dave Gettleman at his end-of-season press conference. Those high ankle sprains are tough on big guys, and that's something Vernon Butler suffered through in the middle of the season and really could never quite shake it, and we couldn't really quite see him really at 100% and at his most effective. So I think, well, Brian said, we certainly saw some flashes from Vernon Butler, saw a couple block kicks that speak to his kind of ability to disrupt things in the middle. There's a lot more still to be seen from him. These coaches feel he has a lot to offer this team. He was a first-round pick for a reason. There's a lot of talent there. I think after another full offseason kind of in this system and with this team in the NFL, we should see a really, really good pass-rushing defensive tackle in a sophomore season.
Yeah, and he benefited from being in that group along with Kyle Love, Paul Soliai. He had a group around him that could really nurture him and help him become a great defensive player, which I think he will do after moving through this whole cycle in the NFL, training table, weight room, film study. Now it's his full-time job. I think you'll see this guy in his second year really blossom. Well, speaking of blossom, there is no group that played at a higher level than the Panthers linebackers. We will take a look at that group coming up here on Panthers.com.